is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Elise Boulanger and her band will be performing a classical music series on Saturday, May 13th at 6 p.m. I caught up with Elise to find out about her previous experiences with Cortez Island.
Elise shares how Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands are central to her inspiration in her music, and she also shares how Cortez Island specifically has inspired her music.
This is not your first time here, is it? Is it?
No, I first came to Cortez last summer, and I played at the Gorge Harbor Marina 2 times, and that was my first time.
Okay, great. And what brought you to Cortez?
I think I had some fellow musician friends that I noticed playing there, including Spencer Heemstra and Cam Boyce, and so I just asked them about it because it seemed like a cool place to perform because it's super beautiful and some are a little bit different, and I like to go places that I haven't been before.
And where are you based?
I'm based on Snoqualmie territory in Nanaimo. Yeah, I go to the Gulf Islands every once in a while. Yeah, maybe like once a year or so. So it's nice to come out.
And I usually ask, especially people that haven't spent a lot of time here, if you're going to tie in a vacation with your performance.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to just because my other bandmates' schedules are quite tight. And one of them was like, is it possible to leave after the performance? And I'm like, no, it's really not. You got to stay here for the night at least.
Unless you find someone to boat you over privately. Yeah, you're pretty much stuck on Cortez after 5:50 p.m. every night.
Yeah, which is fine by me.
So tell me a bit about your band that you're bringing and the type of music you'll be performing.
Yeah, so my band is Elise Boulanger, my name. And within my band consists of myself, and I sing, play the piano, the ukulele, and field recordings. And then I have Anatole McGinnis, who plays the cello and the violin and sings. And then my drummer will be Jordan Becker. And then on double bass will be Brock Meads. A few of us, we come from classical backgrounds. For a couple of us, that was our first introduction to music. And then for others, they found it later in life. And so my music, it's kind of like chamber folk pop. So a lot of that classical training and history influences like the harmonic progressions and the instrumentation, clearly, with all of the strings and so on and so forth. But it's a bit more innovative and mainstream than that. Yeah.
Beautiful. I just watched one of your music videos from 2021. Was it called Into the Garden? Or
It Started in the Garden.
It Started in the Garden.
Pretty cool. But I like that one also.
It's a beautiful imagery. The music video looks like Cortez. It's cool. So I was wondering how much time you've spent here and if songs like that inspire you in places like this when you come to visit, and just I'm curious about your writing process and inspiration.
Yeah, that song, It Started in the Garden, I think I actually started writing it when I was doing a music internship in Belize many years ago. I was trying to write a Radiohead song on the beach, and that's what it eventually morphed into. And within that song, it's definitely influenced by nature, which is a big influence in my songwriting, especially where we live here on Vancouver Island with all of the flora and fauna and just how like big and beautiful it can be. That's a big influence. And actually, when I was on Cortez last summer and I was waiting, sitting on the rock just like around the corner, I started writing one song. And I think the standing title is like Rush, which is just like a play on like our conception of time and how we can feel rushed or we can choose to slow down and things like that. So Cortez did inspire a song, and I can't say that about many other places. So
that's so cool.
Maybe I'll play that one at the concert. Yeah. And then otherwise, things that inspire me are just like beautiful words that I find. I'll make lists of words and want to put them together because either I think they sound nice or they like feel nice in my mouth, for example, or just like harmonic progressions that I find very alluring. And so I'll just like sit there looping harmonic progressions and then add words on top of it.
I had classical in my head before I listened to you. And then I'm listening to the music and I'm like, is it seated? Is there a dance floor? Do people get tempted to move?
Yeah. So with this concert, it's a bit more unique for me. So it's definitely like more classical than a regular performance of mine. So we are bringing in repertoire from composers such as like Franz Schubert, for example, and Bizet. But we have like different interpretations of them, or we'll add like instruments that aren't typical of the repertoire, for example. So it makes it more fun, especially for us. As for how people usually like move to our shows, I would say a lot of it is listening based, like soft seat listening. And then like people definitely sway, but people have definitely danced as well. But I would say more like listening, just because of the lyricism and the ornateness that it can have at times.
So will you be selling any of your music at the show?
Yeah, I have one album out. It's entitled The Blooming, and we'll be playing some music from that. And yes, they will be for sale. I actually sell discography as just because I've released several singles and like other songs with different musicians. So I like to just put it all in one place, and I always bring those with me.
Fabulous. Okay, cool. So The Blooming. And when did that album come out?
I co-released it with the co-writer Sean Patton in May of last year. So it was actually from a project that the two of us had together, but then it ended. And I was like, I really like these songs, so I think we should release them. And the project was called The Blooming. That's why the album is known as The Blooming.
And what else do you have planned for the rest of your summer? Are there any big shows or festivals you'll be playing? Will you be touring?
Yeah, as for this summer, I'm not going as hard as I did last year. Last year, we toured Western Canada. This summer, I think more towards the end of July, we'll be going into British Columbia and like wine country. And I think we'll be going to Trail. And I might go to some other Gulf Islands, just confirming things on that. And yeah, but I'll basically go anywhere. And then I think in the fall, I'll be heading to the Maritimes for the first time to do a solo tour there, because I've never played there before.
Wow. With the coast. Have you performed on any other Gulf Islands?
Does Gabriola count as a Gulf Island? Does it? Okay.
Yeah, it's a southern Gulf Island.
So I've performed on Gabriola for the Cultivate Festival some years ago. And then I performed there last autumn. There's a house concert house known as Birdsong. And it's run by a couple that's very lovely. Just Gabriola and Cortez. You have me. I would just like to invite everyone. I think my music is approachable for anyone, like young or old. And a lot of the times when people hear my music, they're like, I don't know what that was, but it was like super enchanting and I'm mesmerized. And then we're both just standing there like, okay, that was a nice moment. It's always funny when I hear that. I would say a lot of people also think that I sound like Kate Bush. If there's any Kate Bush fans out there, I know that if they're usually like, yeah, okay, but yeah, we usually share stories and the history of songs just to make it a little bit more broad and enjoyable during the listening experience. And I think all of the musicians that I play with are really talented. I'm just grateful to be invited back and give you a little magical evening.
This seated event is $25 at the door at the Gorge Hall.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.